So my writing practice, I sometimes explain it in contrast to my husband's writing practice. So we are both novelists and we have kids together who are now 15 and 12. But even when they were little, my husband was the guy who'd like sit at the dining room table, which was the one table in the house, and there would be laundry here and the children doing macaroni art there. And he would flip open his laptop and be like, time to break the death scene. Just dive headfirst into his world. There was no barrier between him and his world and his creativity. I have a much more difficult time getting into, and for that matter, out of my fictional worlds and my sort of internal creative space. And I've developed a lot of props and rituals to help with that. I'm afraid I'm terribly precious about it. I mean, I can write in hotel rooms on the road, and I can write on the Greyhound bus and have. But when I have the freedom to create a space for writing, I create a space for writing. I'm right now in my garden shed, which came to me when we bought this house 5 years ago. And it is, first of all, very quiet, separate from the house. I have up on the walls all the little bits and pieces of things that aren't quite art and didn't fit in the house. Like I have the little bluebirds that belong to my great grandmother, and I have an Abyarka, I have a carved figure from Plain Kate. I have Wi-Fi now because of the pandemic. I didn't used to have Wi-Fi. And when the pandemic is over, I will go back to not having Wi-Fi because I do like to be offline. I like to have a candle. I like to have particular music. I like to have a particular kind of tea. I have a soundtrack for each book that takes me into the writing world. I have a particular machine that I use for writing. I use an Alpha Smart word processor instead of a keyboard. So yeah, ritual is a good word for it. It's very ritualized. It is, you know, I'm very Catholic culturally. I don't know what I actually believe, but culturally I'm very Catholic. And you know, it's the space, the smells, the bells, the rosary beads, the prayers for every occasion, the beeswax. This is sort of my writing church. It takes me to the right space where I can do the stuff.